Awos Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton testifies about Benghazi. Mrs. Clinton told a Republican-led congressional committee that she's lost more sleep than all of you put together over the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Mrs. Clinton was a sole witness Thursday during an 11-hour congressional hearing on the attack that left four Americans dead, including U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens.
Let's be worthy of the trust the American people have bestowed upon us. They expect us to lead, to learn the right lessons, to rise above partisanship, and to reach for statesmanship.
Republicans allege there are many inconsistencies in Mrs. Clinton's account on what happened and what could have been done to prevent it from happening. A joint rescue mission by U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish fighters freed about 70 hostages who are facing execution by Islamic State militants in northern Iraq. One American serviceman was killed, the first member of the U.S. military killed in action in the year-long campaign against the IS extremists. Military officials at the Pentagon say the hostages have been held in an Islamic State prison. The U.S. says Iraqi units captured five Islamic State fighters and that a number of others were killed. A new report says 30,000 people in South Sudan's Unity State are on the brink of starvation and death amid growing hunger in the war-ravaged country. The report from UN-backed food security experts warns that four Unity State counties could slide into famine conditions by the end of the year without immediate humanitarian assistance. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary